In this 12-foot window, choirs sing and musicians play inside large, interlocking floral medallions. Small angels in florets and jeweled borders surround them. The window is intricately detailed, narrow, and sharply arched. It exemplifies the popular neo-Gothic style, based on the medieval churches with which Louis Comfort Tiffany was familiar. The museum's first director, Hugh McCain.
We have one window in the collection of the Morse Museum, which is Louis Tiffany working in the 13th century tradition, I think as a result of his visit to Chartres Cathedral.
Collection curator Jennifer Perry Thalheimer explains what inspired Tiffany.
When he experienced the great cathedrals of Europe and saw the beauty that could be attained through some of the windows with great glass, that was, I think, what really encouraged him to develop glass that would be as pure as that. He was inspired by the Middle Ages and the purity of the glass and the formatting of it, but knew that he could improve upon it.
Tiffany and fellow American artist John Lafarge developed a new kind of material, opalescent glass, commonly known as American glass. Opalescent glass, with colors and textures introduced in the glassmaking process itself, allowed original designs to be realized in ways not possible with applied paint.
19th century glassmakers were coloring their glass by enamels, which they'd apply with a brush. And he thought that didn't give the brilliance that you'd get if you put the colors in the glass itself. So he got fascinated with how you color glass.
Tiffany made this exhibition window to demonstrate both his special glass and his neo-Gothic window style. In the late 19th century, churches were being built all over the United States.
So if you had a Gothic church, he could show you exactly what he could produce, but almost in a sense better because it was using his opalescent glass.